Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves. Hope you had a great weekend. It's Monday. It's that time again. Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted a brother of mine, a mentor, a friend, Tarek Brock, live from Chicago. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing, playing a little host with him in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. Goes by quick. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of him, less of me, laying the red carpet down, putting the podium in its place, handing off the mic. Tarek, first of all, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, is the heat wave crippling Chicago?
Man, good morning, man. Doing very well here from Chicago. Got in last night. Was able to, you know, go and get a nice steak last night with a couple guys on the team. Man, I'll try and document some stuff while we're here online on Facebook. First and last name, TarikBrock. And on Instagram and Twitter, TarikSR. Man, should be really cool. It's going to be cool here in Chicago, man. How about that?
Wow.
Mid to low 70s tonight and tomorrow afternoon. So, but you can always expect some wind, I believe. So it should be an exciting heavyweight matchup tonight between us and the Cubs.
Yeah, Tarek can also do weather reports, too, if you need them. While he's moonlighting at the first base coach of the Pittsburgh Pirates. You know, yesterday, the Marlins escaped with winning the season series. You guys split four in Miami. They take two out of three in Pittsburgh. But the positives out of this is O'Neill Cruz took Sandy Alcantara almost into the river there in Pittsburgh. And, boy, this is going to get exciting when these guys start really coming together in the Berg.
Yeah, I mean, going into the game, we knew it was going to be a tough matchup, meaning he was going to do everything he could. And going back to the night before, they lose their starter, Meyer, in the first inning, and Don Mattingly just, you know, basically emptied and had to empty his bullpen. But it's easy to empty your bullpen when you know you got, you know, Sandy going the next day. He's going to at least give you seven innings in which, you know, he did. But the matchup between him and, you know, O'Neill Cruz is a good one. O'Neill battled, and, you know, just left the ball out that O'Neill just deposited into the stands in right field, which was really cool, you know, for our fans, really cool for O'Neill Cruz, you know, because the guy was just, Sandy was just sitting up there just, you know, tossing, you know, 99s and 100s. into, you know, the catcher's mitt, also with, you know, 91 mile per hour slider or changeup that he was throwing as well. You know, that's the reason why he's an all-star. But it was just good for our team to just, you know, do what we can. We were able to steal a base off of him as well, you know, start to do a little bit of running against him. And, you know, it was really good for our team. So even though we didn't win the game, you know, we lost in extra innings, that's something that we can pull and take with us tonight into the ball game.
Yeah, he crushed almost a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. He hit it 411 feet. The exit velocity was almost 109 on that thing. So, I mean, boy, I'll tell you, bat the ball and crushing that, we're starting to see this kid's potential right from the start.
You know, absolutely. You know, everything he does, just, you know, it looks, you know, smooth or it looks aggressive, man, in which it is, man. The kid is just strong, powerful, and it's just really good to have him on our side, which is really good. So just looking forward to him, you know, just continue to, you know, round out his game and, you know, while he's here and just continue to learn, you know, learn on the job, you know, learn, you know, from the successes and learn, you know, from the failures or the setbacks, like, but don't lose the lesson in the L's that you take. And so everything that he does is, you know, growth for him and for our team.
Yeah, Mitch Keller really coming to his own now after, you know, coming out of the bullpen earlier in the year. Really, I mean, matching Alcantara pitch for pitch pretty much. Unraveled a little in the sixth, but still, I like the performance that Mitch is coming every 4 or 5 days.
Yes, I mean, it was a heavyweight matchup between Mitch and Sandy yesterday. You know, they were just both dueling, was in good control. And I just believe this could just be me, that, you know, it got to a point where, you know, Mitch had to just go to another level of intensity that Sandy is just used to doing at this point in his career. And, you know, and that was just when you step out your comfort zone for a little bit. And I think that's what happened with Mitch. I just think he just wasn't sharp on the one pitch. I think it was like, was it De La Cruz or one of those guys hit out yesterday, and just going from there. And I just think that what that will do for Mitch moving forward will just do wonders for him, because, you know, you can't swim in the deep end until you get to the deep end, and just, you know, learning how to navigate, you know, those waters, you know, moving forward. I think he'll do a great job in doing that. And that just goes to our whole pitching crew, you know, Oscar Moran, Rally Haddad and Justin Message, who are doing a great job with Mitch and bringing him along really well.
Nice to see Jacob Stallings come to town. Any conversation with him?
You know, just brief, which is good to see him. You know, his family was, you know, with him and, you know, in town, which is always great. And, you know, you just wish him, you know, well. He's just, you know, for a little bit, you know, just reminisce over certain cool times that personally I had with him over at first base. You know, he would always joke, hey, you know, will I get the run now? I get to steal a base now. And I told him, yeah, 3-2. 3-2, two outs. Like, yeah, you're free to steal on the pitch. So that was good.
The other guy that left town recently, and he kind of reminds me of John Kruk, Daniel Vogelbach, onto the Mets. You guys will see him, you know, when you guys go to New York and play the Mets and stuff, and vice versa. But boy, I'll tell you, what a presence there, and good luck to him in New York.
Yeah, you know, Vogie would definitely be missed tremendously. I mean, you could hear him coming, you know, from the parking lot and the clubhouse. I mean, he's just the life of the day and the party, you know, so to speak. You know, brought some good intensity, was good for, you know, our young guys, you know, for Brian Reynolds and even for Brian Hayes, which was just really cool. And, you know, helped our young guys to understand what it's like to prepare for the day, prepare for meetings, and things of that nature. So, yeah, we'll definitely, you know, miss them and just look forward to visiting with them, you know, when they come to town and when we go to Queens.
Yeah. Now, the Cubs tonight and tomorrow, brief two-game set in Chicago. Cubs are coming off a sweep of the Phillies, which you'll see Thursday in Pittsburgh. First time the Cubs have swept the Phillies, I think, since 2000. In Philadelphia. Boy, that was surprising to say the least, but it's baseball and anybody can beat anybody. What do you look for in this two-game series with this team coming fresh off a sweep in Philly?
I think energy is going to probably be the biggest thing, you know, for the winner of this series. You know, which team brings the bigger energy? Which team can capitalize with what runners are? I mean, there could be solo home runs hit, but when you can continue to move the chains with guys on base, I think that'll be huge. And then let's just say the last three innings, like which bullpen will hold serve, an old tennis, you know, saying right there, which bullpen can hold serve and give their team a chance to win. That's tonight. Going into tomorrow, man, I just think it's the day game. You know, there's going to be a challenge with the sun at some point in time. And it just boils down to, I think it's the first team to four wins tomorrow.
Yeah, and then with the Phillies coming to town, you know, attendance picking up across the board in Major League Baseball, which is nice to see after the pandemic days. Boy, this cross-state rivalry, this is going to be interesting. Every time you watch a Philly Pirate game, whether it's in Philly or Pittsburgh, they draw real good. So this is going to be a five-hour drive or, you know, an hour flight. But you guys have center stage Saturday afternoon on Baseball Game of the Week, too.
Man, that's awesome for us. You know, we just want to, you know, continue to show the baseball world, you know, who we are, what this young team is about, and what we're growing and developing over here, you know, as well. And you know, there's some, you know, people that haven't seen this in a while, and, you know, our look is definitely, you know, changing or has changed since the last time, you know, we were able, you know, to showcase our skills. So I think it'll be a really good thing for us to be in. It will, you know, showcase our city and our wonderful ballpark, which I mean, every day just it just looks amazing. So I'm really just looking forward to it.
Well, not only that, the second half you guys are going to be in contention. I can see that, and you'll also have something to say on who else is going to be there. You got the Mets to play left. You got Atlanta. You got Philly. Milwaukee and St. Louis, you'll play three in San Francisco. So you guys are going to have something to say in this whole thing going down the stretch in the final 7 weeks.
Totally agree. You know, we still get to continue to play, you know, meaningful games, which would be so fun and great experience for our guys as well. Just to be in those games, that means so much. And, you know, we keep saying, man, like, we're just a really good week away, a good week of 8 out of 10 that we win, you know, away from, you know, getting, you know, back in the hunt. And you just never know what happens. You know, like I was saying the other day, the little Braves were hovering around 500, and we're able to, you know, get in the playoffs. And, you know, why not us?
Yeah, and why not you guys? And, boy, I'll tell you, it's nice to see this team coming together and putting it all, you know, for the stretch run here. And, yeah, exactly, why not you guys? You know, I was asked the other day, take the top three players of all time, whoever you thought was the best, and I came up with Greg Maddux, Tony Gwynn, and Barry Bonds. Those were my three.
Right.
And now I'll give you the spotlight to come up with any of your three.
Man, okay, so Barry Bonds is on mine just because the power, and then people forget about the speed early where he was stealing bases, you know, as well. So that really worked for me. And even as he got older, he was still able to play at a high level, you know, just walk. So he got better as time, you know, went along. And then you can go from there, and it's like you can go so many different ways. But I'm just thinking longevity, people, longevity. Roger Clemens, man, like the guy would sit at home after a point in time and then would come on and join the team halfway and would pitch at such a high level. So I would go with that. The third one, man, that one's tough. It really is tough. But I'm going – off of guys that I've seen. And then I would probably have to throw A-Rod in there, you know, just a guy that hit, you know, a tremendous amount of home runs, you know, played, you know, a good shortstop at that point in time before, you know, O'Neill Cruz came along, a guy like 6'3", 6'4", playing shortstop. That was a pretty big deal. And not just that, he was, like, bigger than a lot of other people as well. So those will probably be my three. If you ask me 2 weeks from now, it would probably change just with more thought. with more thought. But as of right now, man, there you go for me. That's my choices.
Any final thought as we wrap this up on the Hall of Fame? Jim Cotton, all those guys getting in. And, boy, that was something. I'm still pushing for Dave Parker to get in. Boy, I'll tell you, his arm in the All-Star game in Seattle that 1 year was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But any final thought in the last 30 seconds on the Hall of Fame yesterday?
Man, just very proud and happy for the guys that got in, you know, especially, you know, Buck O'Neill getting in, which was really cool, you know, Jim Cott and the others. But then also speaking of the guys that, you know, I coached against that got in, which was David Ortiz, which was huge. And it just gives, you know, young players around to something, you know, to shoot for. Not just to be a Hall of Famer, just to be the best that you can be and consistent at it, you know, year in and year out. Because like I say, there's no other league, you know, after this. And it was just good for our game. And then it helps having a guy with, you know, personality and character to show that our game isn't boring, because that was the biggest thing. The game is too long. The game is boring. And, you know, maybe that's the start of, you know, marketing our game a little bit better. You know, we market the teams, but what about the individuals on the teams that the fans can relate to? And the cool thing about it is, no matter who's on that field, that one person can relate to or be related to from anyone in the stands, and that's what makes our game great.
Yeah, they do that in basketball. Yeah, let's get that more in Major League Baseball. You're absolutely right on that front. As we reconvene Friday with the cheesesteaks coming to town and them Philly fanatics, how can people get a hold of you?
Man, you can get a hold of me on Instagram and Twitter at TarrikSR and on Facebook, TarrikBrock, man. So, man, looking forward to just a good week in sports, a good week for the Buckos. And, man, just looking forward to catching up on Friday.
Yeah, great people in Chicago, great restaurants, bad weather in the winter. And if you see those Bears fans giving you a hoot and holler, just pull out the Steeler garb. as we wrap this up, guys, thanks for tuning in. For Tarrik Brock there in Chicago, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll reconvene Friday in Pittsburgh as the Phillies will be in the middle of a second of four there in PNC Park. Till then, have a blessed one. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports.